Well, now it's time for our question of the week, and Stevie Bain has a rough answer to this poochy pondering that's coming from David.
Science has attempted to try and measure the intelligence of other primates, dolphins, birds, or many other species of animals. My question is, how does your average, ordinary pet dog measure up in comparison?
We asked Ben Ambridge from the University of Liverpool, and author of Are You Smarter Than a Chimpanzee, what he thought.
It's not that difficult to come up with a test that you can give in more or less the same form to a handful of different species. So there are plenty of studies comparing humans to chimpanzees, to pigeons, to squirrels and so on. But it's impossible to come up with a test that will work across all species. Firstly, for boring practical reasons. So, you can't get a fish, for example, to swim out of the tank and press a lever. But more fundamentally, because it's not clear if intelligence even means the same thing across different species.
Yes, I can imagine a game of chess between a squirrel and a sheep may not be very informative.
So instead, what scientists generally do is to try to infer intelligence based on brain size or brain weight. And about the best measure that we've come up with is something called the encephalization quotient, which essentially measures whether the brain size is bigger and heavier than you'd expect given the overall size of the species. And this doesn't work perfectly, but it gives pretty much the results you'd expect. So humans come top of the table with a score of 7, dolphins are second with about 5, chimpanzees are just over 2, monkeys and whales are just under 2, and on this measure, dogs are actually pretty mid-table. They score about 1.2. So to put that in context, they're just above cats, horses and sheep, for example, who score 1 or just under, but they're just below foxes and elephants.
So not a particularly impressive score for man's best friend. In fact, our domesticated pooches even score lower than their wild relatives, the wolves.
So dogs in general might not be anything particularly special, but that's not to say that dogs in particular can't do some pretty impressive stuff. So for example, in my book, I talk about a border collie called Chaser who managed to learn over 1,000 different words, albeit with some pretty extensive training. In particular, those breeds that have been bred specifically for intelligence can be pretty smart.
So it turns out you may be able to teach an old dog new tricks, but if you think that Fido has a high IQ, you're barking up the wrong tree. Thanks, Ben, for putting that one to rest. Next week, we're cooking up an answer to this question from Zeti.
When you cook food with wine, brandy, or indeed any alcohol, how much, if any, percentage of the alcohol stays behind? Also, what would its effect be on an alcoholic?
Now that's food for thought, isn't it? And if you think you know the answer, or if you have a question that you'd like us to look into for you, then you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or you can join in the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.